Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello, hello, welcome to Hardcore Listening. It's that time of the week where you get to hear me and my wonderful co-host, Stuart Whiffen, talk about a top five, often chosen by you, the general public, or fans, worshippers, stalkers that we have. Or sometimes we do it. But this week, we were lucky to have one picked by one of our listeners. But before we go into it, how are you, Stewie? Are you okay?
I'm not bad. I'm actually... I'm actually really looking forward to doing this top five. This is going to be available for everybody to listen to, hence you're listening to it now. But what we should say before we go any further, I mean, sometimes you might want to watch these episodes. And if you want to watch them, then you can head over to Patreon and you can watch all the episodes. And you can watch them before they get a general release. And you can also watch them with no adverts. You can also listen to the episodes ahead of their release ad-free. And you can also get to go to our weekly live show, our monthly live show, where each month we hang out with the Patreons and we do a top five. It's your chance to come on the podcast and be part of a top five. And most importantly, it's your opportunity to support us going into our... we're going into our seventh year of this?
Seventh year, yeah.
Seven years of Hardcore Listing, which we've been giving you for free for 7 years. And if you'd like to say thank you and support the podcast and support our time that we put into this, you can do it
come on over
on Patreon. But you're not just doing it for free. You're doing it to get loads of good stuff and access to, you know, 5 years of back catalogue of episodes and all manner of good shit. So yes, you can find out about that at Patreon, patreon.com/hardcore listing. The links are in the bios to everything we do on social media. So yeah, head over to Patreon and show us some love and kick off the new year with a bit of support.
Come on in, the water's fine. That sound all creepy, didn't I?
Just managed to completely undo everything I've done there that sounded genuinely on point. And then,
It was really good. I like the pitch.
Muscled in with just some grotty little comment you do.
Yeah. I love your hair, mate. It's looking really cool. And you've got new glasses on, I see.
I have got new glasses. Look at you.
I've
got some new glasses.
Trendy.
My eyes are getting worse, man. They really are.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got my glasses so I can watch some fantastic new sporting events.
Yes. But before we start on the top five, quick shout out to our sponsors. So, someone who is obviously a sporting here legend would be Big Papa J in the Say What podcast. Mm-hmm. Justin looks like a quality sportsman in every sense of the word. Have you played much sport with him?
I've sparred him a lot.
Have you really?
Yeah, we've only boxing, not kickboxing, but we've boxed a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Quite. I reckon we've sparred, 10, 15 times.
That is actually a lot.
Yeah.
Who got the upper hand? I'm going to say you've got the reach on him.
I have got the reach on him. He hits a lot harder than me, and but he's shorter than me, and I've got an half decent jab that I can keep him away with. But I don't let him get close. If I did, I think I'd be in bother.
I can't let you get close. Chow Sonnen star.
Shout out to Say What Podcast. We will be on there very soon.
Yes, can't wait for that. Yeah, go and check those guys out. A bit of podcast, just a bit wacky and witty. definitely worth checking out with the Notorious F.A.T. Tony, big lad. Big lad, good lad. That's Freudian and slip there. Sorry, Tony. I haven't even met Tony.
Already calling him a big lad. He has got a big cock.
Oh, fucking hell. Massive. I've heard. Girthy. Someone with a another person with a girthy cock. You want to give that introduction?
Yeah. It's Renshi Sire James. I had a missed call from Sire yesterday, actually. I need to call him back. I've not actually spoken to him for a while. We've been having some WhatsApp chats. But we need to have another chat with him. We need to get him on for a top five. Had some fantastic chats with No Need to Shout yesterday. I'm sidetracked already. Let's talk about our sponsor. That is Renshi Sire James. So if you want to learn some martial arts, or you'd like to become a martial arts instructor, what a great thing to kick off the new year doing. You can start your new fitness regime and of the new year, new you business. And why not reach out to Sire and learn some self-defense. There's multiple disciplines that he can teach you in, and he can also kind of teach you in that sort of street defense that that hopefully you never encounter, but I guess he's out there. And if you can have something in your back pocket, and by that I don't mean like some squirt or a chiv. I mean, it'd be good if a few things that can kind of bite you. You know, give you a couple of minutes to get on your toes. So, reach out to Si James at Southern Martial Arts. He will be tagged in all of our posts on social media. So go give him a follow, a like, drop him a message, tell him that you're interested in, learning some martial arts this year. And you'll find that he's a absolutely wonderful human being. So go check him out.
Fucking great shout, mate. Yeah, lovely work. Love it. Fan of Si's work. Right, I'll tell you what, I'm a fan of this top five.
Oh, I just want to tell you, I did have a conversation with No Need to Shout yesterday. They're going to book
more comedians on.
We've got loads of comedians coming our way.
Amazing. Yeah.
So they'll
be great.
So for you listeners that enjoyed our chats with Helen Bauer, Cole Donnelly, I can't think of who else we had a load, but yeah, we've got a load more coming as well. So look forward to dropping them bombs all over you. What's today's top five?
Top five things, if you had to change a rule in a sport, what would it be? What rule would you change, or what would you introduce? So it was a pick by Steve Everett. So thanks, Steve, listener Steve, for this. We kind of decided, we've been quite serious recently. So for me, I've kind of might have gone a little bit wacky today.
I've actually made really concise choices here.
They're have not you really?
At all. They're just for the better.
Sensible rule changes. Go on then. What's number five?
We played a game around 1991 called Dog Shit Golf. And
right, yeah. Mm.
Golf's the most boring sport on the planet, right? Fact. Right.
For many people, they feel like it is, yeah. It's so posh for you.
I worked in an office where the bloke that was when I worked with Ben, and there was a bloke that worked in that office, and every time he secured a deal, he'd do an invisible golf swing. I couldn't cope with it. I could not cope with it. That said, I'm now in an office now, and George has got into golf as well, who I work with. But yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I mean, loads of people golf. Love
it. Yeah, well, I don't picture you being very good at it.
I'm actually really quite good at golf.
I don't believe you are.
My dad was captain of Langdon Hills Golf Club, mate.
Oh, really? When did you learn? When did you play golf?
My dad taught me when I was young.
Right. So not only was you an elite level golfer and a black belt.
I was an elite level golfer. He said I had potential, but I kind of like forgo it for like trying to get balls into other holes.
Hallie plays golf. My daughter plays golf. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
She's just bloody good at everything, which is really annoying because she don't actually give a shit that she's good at anything. So that's like wasted. Now, when you think like, ain't good at anything, but if I get a sniff where someone goes, oh, you're right at that, I'm like, a proper thirsty cunt. But yeah, she's just naturally kind of good at sport and stuff, but just ain't really interested in it. But yeah, so dog shit golf. was me, Nick from Math and Madeline's Madeline's podcast.
Well, of course, she involved Nick. Nick, well, as soon as the word shit came up, I knew Nick had a hand in it in more ways than one.
And so, my mate Dean was there, and we went round my mate Dean Good's ass, and we got all of these cardboard boxes and built like suits of armour. And then,
oh, incredible.
And then went over Blackshot's playing fields with like his brother's golf clubs and just hit dog shit at each other. And so you just have a golf club and just with a 9-iron just whack a turd and it just kind of go foot as it hit the kind of cardboard on your chest. I mean, it's a very strange game, but if you had a chance of turning on the television and you could watch Tiger Woods just wandering around a big park, just eating a ball.
Or
you could watch him and I don't know, Nick Faldo just like smashing dog shit at each other. What would you watch?
Yeah, I mean, the second one, obviously. Yeah,
there you go.
Incredible. Yeah,
there you go.
So your rule, you've not just changed one rule there. You've basically just thrown the rule book away.
Just switch the ball for dog shit.
That's it. Yeah.
But you ain't got to get it in a hole. You just got to get it on someone.
You've got to get it on someone. Maybe the crowd.
Hmm.
Aim it at the person who goes, get it in the hole.
Yeah.
I think my rule would be.
Can we pause this for 2 seconds?
Okay, mate. Yeah, sure. 2 seconds. Let me just pause it here. Yep, I'm good to go as well. We're back. Yep.
Okay. A moment's break there. Well, I just had to find out how much my car's going to cost me and the fact that the roof at the Whiff Inn is, has been leaking really badly. No. So I've got to have a new roof on there as well. So, two phone calls, 2 minutes. Probably going to cost me a fucking fortune.
You did 2 phone calls in that?
Yeah, I don't hang around, mate.
I am fucking impressed. I am impressed with that, man.
Yeah,
I
don't do pleasantries, mate. You know what I'm
like.
That
is the quickest bit of life admin during a life podcast I've ever seen. So.
I'm a cold-faced businessman, aren't I, Chris? You've seen me.
You are.
Just literally buy, sell. And once that's done, they're dead to me.
They're dead to you, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
In and out. Pull your dick out of their arse and onto the next person to bend over, hey?
Exactly, mate. Exactly. Right.
So shit golf then, hey?
Dog shit golf,
You find golf boring to watch. I find swimming occasionally boring to watch.
Yeah.
And you can fix any swimming. You can fix any swimming race or swimming pool with the addition of the humble electric eel.
Good idea. This is a good idea.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Do you know what I mean, Stu? You can see it, can't you? 100-metre freestyle, but, you know, they've just gone and got... They've got bucket loads of electric eels and they just start pouring them in there.
Yeah.
Mate, you're talking about dog shit golf. How many people are... Name all the famous swimmers, you know. One, maybe. But all of a sudden, you pour 100 electric eels into a swimming pool, it's the most watched sport on the planet. There's just no way it wouldn't be. Mm. Do you know? It'd just be incredible.
I think because they all stand there beforehand, don't they, with their little pants on, with their big old shoulders, giving it the big one. And it's
ripped.
Let's see how keen they are to give it the big one. When perhaps like in the pool is a deep sea diver, and he's just got a big box of electric eels, I think that would make for a really interesting, because swimming's really boring to watch, isn't it?
Exactly, and you've got an underwater cam just with that geezer in a deep sea diving outfit.
Yeah.
The old school one with a big like metal helmet and that.
Yeah.
And then at some point he opens a big treasure chest. Maybe actually you can vote for what he lets go.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's electric eels, but you really don't know what's coming out of there. It could be a fucking bull shark.
Yeah.
It could be an octopus that's not been fed. Do you know what I mean? Oh. Just so much piranhas.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, the average life of a swimmer might radically change, but it's about time that they had worse health. I've always thought that they look too healthy.
Good shout. That is a really good shout. They do look too healthy. I've not heard the word electric eel for a long time.
There you go, mate.
They were a legit threat in the '80s. They were up there with pylons and quicksand.
I was going to say quicksand. Yeah, sparklers, pylons, and quicksand. And your eyes going square from too much TV.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great shout. It's just made me think of the most boring sports to watch. Motor racing.
If you're into it, you're into it.
People love it, don't they?
People love it. People love a bit of F1. Josh Weller, one of the most funny, creative people in the world. He loves a bit of
He's
F1.
Got an F1 podcast.
Like, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get it. Like, I don't think does Josh drive. I don't know if Josh drives.
Drives his mum up the wall.
Right. But I find it really weird that if you've got a car. And you've driven around the M25, or you've kind of done that, and it's like, why do you want to watch someone else driving? Like, driving's not rubbish. I hate driving. And the thought of, like, when I'm not driving, watching someone else drive. So I think I'm going to mess with F1 a bit.
Oh, okay.
There's no obstacles, is there?
Right. Okay.
I just think, like, I have, like, no, like, clans at the circus where they'll bring out different things. So I think, like, have some people dressed as clans. I don't know. Let's just say we could have, like, Piers Morgan as one. And who's that fucker that's just given back a fucking MBE for the post office?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that piece in there,
is there? I tell you what, let's just put the Tory party there, right? Tory party are all dressed as clans. I'm not there, they have to try very hard to look like a fucking joke. And then what they'd do is some of them would, like, walk across the track with, like, a massive pane of glass. Some of them would, like, just leave little oil slicks. And then some of them would, like, just kind of, they get various cones so you can make little slip roads and stuff like that. There's a drive-through, like, so if the drive...
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Others are just getting a bit bored and fancy, like, six nuggets and fries. Like, they can just pull into a drive-thru. Just make it a bit more interactive because you don't even really see the cars. Oh, and also, the people that are filming it, there's no sound because this is the worst sound ever. Horrible. Horrible.
It is a bit busy, isn't it?
Yeah, we replace that with, I don't know, just some sort of sands of the mountains, occasional sort of sheep in the background, just a nice bit of tranquil sands. But there's utter chaos as these people are doing, like, 200 mile an hour, just smashing through random Tories that are just, you know, almost like sort of gladiatorial, like, you know, everybody's throwing stuff at these Tories while they're trying to do their best. It's kind of like a hybrid of F1 and Death Race 2000.
Do you know what I was going to say, right? Hearing about this, to me, the most boring motorsport of all of them is NASCAR.
What's that?
NASCAR is the one in America where they just drive around in a circle and it's only, like, the size of, like, a, like, 800 metre track or something like that. You must have seen the NASCAR. Yeah. It's like Talladega Nights. But it's that mixed with a game of bulldog.
Yeah. Like, can you do... Is it like banger racing? Can you smash into each other?
I mean, you're not allowed to.
Yeah. The way you said that made me think there was a bit of guesswork involved in that statement.
there might be. But, like, you know, if you've also got to try and play a game of ball god, two teams put the fucking Labour Party in there at the moment, to be honest with you, and they're playing bulldog, trying to get across the road and playing had while there's also a NASCAR going at the same time. That'd be fun. I'd watch that.
I think,
and it's like death race, like you say. The NASCARs get points off their time for every person they run over.
Love this. Right,
they
so
get 10 seconds off.
Taking stock of things, we've got dog shit golf. Mm-hmm. We've got swimming eels, with electric swimming. Eels, and we've now got an obstacle F1.
Yeah, obstacle F1. Love it, mate. Yeah. This is heating up, man. These sport all the sounds. I'll be watching sport a lot more. Right?
Right. What have we got?
Let's jazz it up. Right. This is the one that first came to my mind. I've got more than five because it just started coming up. But I just think, like, snooker, quite boring.
Yeah.
There's two adjustments I was thinking of making on it. My initial one was replace the cue with dildos.
Yeah, that's a great
shout. And you can just pick whatever cue you want.
Yeah.
Right? So do you go for a nice big double-ended one, or is it a bit too wobbly? Do you want to go for a bit more control of a little, little like purse one? So yeah, but like the other thought is, how about if like when you play, it's two per team. And what you have to do is you have to wrap your arms around the other person on your team and lean around them and you have to hit the cue.
Yeah.
So they hold on to the cue, but it's like dating snooker.
Yeah.
So you've got to show them how to hit the shot.
But add that element of is it crank or what's the one where if his blood drops below or his heart rate drops below?
Oh, yeah, crank. Yeah, it was
yeah
crank,
so yeah. You've got like a meter on it that if at any point your erection goes below 90 degrees, you're out. So constantly you're prodding them with your erection.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've got to stay turned on.
Yeah.
But but without having sex.
Yes, such a good idea. Can I add to that as well?
Fucking throw your thoughts in. This is
You see, what I miss about snooker and darts is the fact that back in the day, people just had a couple of pints when they were doing it. Playing like at the elite level and just having a fag and a few pints, right? I miss that.
Like, it's so good.
It's so good, isn't it? Like, it calms me nerves, doesn't it? And it's like,
was it you showed us that video?
Jockey Wilson.
The weekend of Jockey Wilson sparking up, his opponent sparking up his fag for him. It's fucking brilliant.
It was so good on it.
That is the best bit of sportsmanship that there's ever been. Like, mate, yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Now watch this shot. Watch these arrows. But isn't it mental? They just have pints. Yeah.
So I want them to have a good few pints, right? Then they play your game. Right?
Yeah.
And then basically it's like two frames each. Mm. And like, do they play a winning frame? No, they don't. So what happens then? It's a tiebreaker. So they snap the cues. They've had about 6 pints each. And then the final takes place in the car park where they've all got a load of broken snooker cues. And whoever comes out on top takes the title.
Fucking brilliant, mate.
Yeah.
Again, we have sort of like reduced the sort of life expectancy of both snooker players and swimmers. I'm all for it, though. I'm sure they would be as well, mate. That's fucking incredible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's your number? What's this, your number three?
I've done shit golf.
Yeah. And Tory F1.
Right. I want to do working class equestrian, right? So what you do, right, is you get all the posh toffs that do like equestrian, where they all just kind of do that little trot thing around the thing, and they're all dressed to the nines. Probably at weekends they go around on them horses killing foxes,
or just poor people in fox outfits.
Exactly.
I imagine they've done that. Someone has.
Interesting you should say that. So what we're going to do? We're going to swap the location for the equestrian to. Basically, you know, some of it are being like a Lidl in like a very underprivileged area. Some locations that are quite densely populated with the homeless.
Yeah.
And also there'll be random people like dressed as foxes, dressed as them like white things that they jump over. There's just generally like people like Jeff Capes and like people like that have got a few muscles just wandering around with them, just trying to take them off the top of the horse. Because obviously I don't want anything to happen to the horses. But the posh people on the horses, I just think they should be exposed to a little bit of working classness.
Yeah, get Shadow from Gladiators with a pugilistic pole. That'd be good fun.
You're working with me now, Chris. I like this. I'm just liking this brainstorming at the moment. It's throwing out some fantastic ideas. Mm. I don't know if the National Lottery listen to this. If they do, then, you know, I'm up for some funding to get this kind of ideas off the ground.
We've got to get it off the ground, mate.
And I just think, and as soon as they fall off their all, say, you've just got somebody like Lennox Lewis on Battle Cat, with a jousting pole, just knocks one of these posh people off. Then I just think you just release, a whole team of people just to chase them around the rest of the course, one at a time, booting them up the arse.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
That's fucking incredible, mate. I love it, mate. I mean, or instead of releasing people, release, 1,000 foxes. You start them covered in
crack foxes. 1,000 crack foxes.
Crack foxes, yeah, exactly. get Julian Barrett dressed as crack fox. But no, that'd be amazing. Or then have fox hunting, but have it the other way around, where the foxes are hunting the you know, you just get one fucking posho.
Yeah, cunt hunting.
About 800 hungry foxes.
Mm.
You smother him in dog food, and then just let him go to town. Basically,
I would watch
that.
It'd be great television. I wouldn't want to get too involved, but I'd get involved enough that I'd like to be one of them people that when they fell off their horse and they're trying to just escape, like poor people, I'd like to be one of them, just booting him up the ass. Right, incredible. Working class equestrian. What's your number three, lovely. Mate?
Drag races, the racers should have to wear drag.
That's such a good idea.
It's simple, you know, sometimes the simplest, because it is a bit, it's quite masculine, isn't it? And, you know, we're in the fucking 21st century, mate, probably. I don't even know, I haven't been keeping track. But, you know, let's just make it a bit more, you know, it's inclusive. Let's get the drag acts involved. If you want a drag race, you've got to do it in drag, full drag, ridiculous wig. Maybe, you know, you've got to do a bit of a song and dance before you get in your car. I just think that'd be great, man. Just visually, that would make that sport more exciting. Because the problem with drag racing is it's over in about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But if you had the whole, you know, the performance going red carpet into the drag vehicle, I think that'd be fucking fantastic.
Absolutely.
RuPaul's drag race.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, man.
I'm down with that. Yeah, solid chat.
Doesn't need to be improved, that, does it? Do you know what I mean?
Broke.
There's nothing. You don't.
It ain't broke.
It ain't broke. No. Get it. What's your number two, mate?
So I'm gonna talk about MMA, right? So let's say UFC,
got an MMA one as well.
So for the UFC, boxing, any combat sport, what you're gonna do, right, is you remove any weight class.
Wow. Yeah.
And you replace no weight classes with the most steroids you can get. So basically, you just get someone as jacked and juiced to the fucking gills where they're just liquid testosterone and they're just like a fucking savage and just want to kill everyone. And then put them in an octagon. So you could have someone like Brock Lesnar, juiced to the gills, coming in at about 28 stone, juiced up bantamweight.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And I just think it'd be a fantastic spectacle.
Absolutely. Frothing at the mouth. So one of mine was encourage all drug usage in any sport ever.
What, steroids or just any drugs?
Just anything. But the idea being mostly steroids. Yeah. But let's see how far we can push performance before death. Just like, you know, you just be like, someone just run 100 metres in 4 seconds. But they were dead at 23.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They just like, their heart just explodes at the finish line.
But you'd never be forgotten.
No, you'd never be forgotten. It's going to be hard to beat that one.
Just loads of people just overing up lines when they're in the blocks, just getting ready to go. That's a great idea.
Incredible, man. That'd be great.
I think so many sports will be better if you was allowed to take drugs.
Well, it levels the playing field because then it's what are you prepared to do to win?
Yeah.
Because the funny thing about sport is, I think it's Doug Stanhope would be like, why are we watching athletics?
Mm.
Like, what is the point of athletics? He's like, it's like, you might as well have a sport like, who's the tallest? Because like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, if you are a certain shape and genetically, you're going to have a massive advantage over anyone else who's trying to compete in that sport. For racing, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like he's obviously like he's like taking that idea to the nth degree.
Mm.
And obviously there's strategy in any sport, not to mention your mental, you know, the mental focus you've got to have. Even like something like the 100 metres, it's not just was you born naturally good at running 100 metres. That does play obviously a part in it.
Mm.
But like, you know, actually if you look at Usain Bolt, he's not traditionally known like his size wasn't what you had down as a 100-metre sprinter, was he?
No, it's not. It's not his size. It's not his size. The I watched a study on him. So it was a, no. I'm not actually. This is true.
Going to make a joke about his surname. Or something.
No, like but it was Michael Johnson was the 200 and 400-metre legend, wasn't it? Michael Johnson. Yeah, it was. Yeah. And so he went out to Jamaica and was done a study on Bolt and his running style because. Yeah. Sprinters take a long time when they come out of the blocks to get upright to full speed. And he was, I think he come up too slow. And he also, whenever you watch him race, he comes off the gas at about 80 meters because he's already home and dry. And like, and so, you know, you'd think, could he do sub 9?
Yeah.
And like, and it was really interesting because, like aesthetically, he wasn't like, his style could have been improved. Not that anybody could beat him, but his style could have been improved. It was really interesting.
I always thought that first 100 metres world championship, I remember having goosebumps watching him run that, but that was the one where he broke the record, but he could have broken it even further because he just started celebrating when he hit his chest. And it's like, mate, you could have shaved another few minutes, and he never quite got it any faster than that.
No, it's mad. And it's like when Nate Diaz fought Leon and like got his ass handed to him for like 4.5 rounds, spanked him in the last round, thought, he could finish him now, but he'd rather stand there and just give him the finger and look all pleased with himself rather than finish him. And it's like, I do quite like that though. I could be the champ, but nah, I just want to kind of muck about a bit. Like, I do like that. Yeah, I'm all right. So that's drug induced.
That was your number two,
MMA,
right?
MMA, yeah.
So I'll keep it within the boxing realm, right, and MMA. I mean, it's exciting enough as it is, right? But imagine if the ref could just lend a hand at random every now and then.
Stick the boot in.
And, like, I'm not even saying, like, if someone's fouled someone, I'm not saying the ref should gang up on them.
Mm.
I'm just saying keep it unpredictable.
Eye for an eye. Someone gets eye poked, the ref goes over and pokes the other one in the eye.
Yeah, exactly. But I also quite like the idea of it being someone gets eye poked in the left eye and then the ref pokes him in the right eye.
Yeah, absolutely. Boots the opponent in the bollocks and says, now fight.
Properly just like fucking, you know, just random, like every now and then. I'm not saying every
mix it up.
Not every round.
Mm.
Not even every fight, but like every now and then they'll just throw a haymaker in, maybe just rabbit punch one of the, I just think that'd be incredible.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
And the fighters are allowed to retaliate as well.
Fantastic.
So, you know.
Fantastic.
That might be a reason to keep the refs a little bit chill.
Yeah.
because they don't want two trained fighters beating the piss out of them.
Yeah.
But you know what? Every now and then that's going to happen too. And that'll be fun to watch as well. Just someone getting the absolute, some ref getting the absolute shite pounded out of them. Great.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. Yeah, I think there's so much you could do with that. And again, I think that could only be improved by maybe just before the fight starts.
Juicing up the ref.
Yeah, just getting gacked up. And so he's feeling a little bit on edge. Yeah, I do think lots of sports, you know, all becoming, even something as extreme as Ultimate Fighting, you know, the edge is coming off. You just need to keep these things fresh. Do you know what I mean? It's a new year. You know, maybe we look at sort of freshening this stuff up a bit.
Well, you know, at one point, I mean, you've seen those ones where it's like 10 MMA versus 10 MMA that they were doing in Russia. I mean, yeah. I've watched one of them for about 5 years.
Yeah.
But I did watch that a couple of times and I was like, this is fucking insane.
Yeah.
And they're just running round and like slowly what will happen is it will whittle down and then there'll be like about 7-on-3.
Yeah.
And it's just like, or like 5-on-1 and they're just like, submit. I'm not fighting now.
Yeah.
It was crazy to watch that. But it will be Russia that has them go, right, yeah, just take whatever weapons you want in there now. Have you seen the night fighting? People who dress up in suits of armour and fight as knights, full contact.
Fight with what?
The swords aren't sharpened, but, you know, they have got full suits of armour and it's full metal, like, swords and maces, and they're just beating the shit out of each other. It's mad.
It must be really noisy.
Oh, mate, imagine that. Imagine
just someone
that.
Just but fucking it, clang on your helmet. That'd be fucking... That'd be well
it
shit.
It looks so brutal. Like, just because the swords aren't sharp, it just looks like, no. No, I'm not doing that. What are you doing this Sunday? Yeah, I'm going back to, like, 10 BC.
Mm.
Well, actually, it wasn't 10 BC, was it? It's 1000 AD. But, you know, yeah, it's crazy.
Fantastic.
Food for thought. I think we're on your number one, my man.
I need to sort out rugby. Because...
Gonna make the ball round? Beat only?
First things first, make the ball round. Like, and just... Right, the first rule, right, that anybody that mentions that they play rugby before or after the match gets a lifetime ban. any rugby players that wear rugby shirts when they're not playing rugby also get banned. All rugby players are barred from going to pubs where they might talk about rugby or drink beer with their other rugby friends. Barred.
Not allowed to wear their collar up.
No,
barred.
Definitely not allowed to wear their collar up. Any rugby player that earns over 20 grand a year, not allowed to play. I'm just trying to think about other things about people that play rugby that really annoy me. Why do rugby players talk about rugby all the time?
I think it might be one of those ones where you don't like rugby, so you become very aware.
I don't have a problem with rugby, but...
You just don't like people talking about
every
rugby.
Every time I've met anyone that plays rugby, within about two sentences, they're like, I was at the rugby club. And, you remember Big Alan, didn't you? Yeah. Well, fucking hell, yeah. Like, I mean, we play for the seniors now. We're old fuckers. But, like, you know, we still like to get in a mix of it. Do you know what I mean? And then it's all about the drink afterwards. Do you know what I mean? Like, good lads up there. I just think, oh, fucking shut up. Fucking rugby. Why people think that because they play rugby, they're men's men. I don't subscribe to that either. Don't get me wrong. I'd much rather watch that than footballers rolling around the floor pretending they've been
sure.
hurt.
Which comes on to my number one.
Oh, right. Fantastic. But yeah, I just want to sort out rugby, the testosterone involved in it. And,
just dial it back a little bit.
Yeah, just stop. It's not a lifestyle. It's not a lifestyle. And posh people talking about rugby I can't handle. And just people that want to talk about... Oh, rugby club, yeah, well, fucking hell, yeah. Yeah, it was brilliant. Like, we held him down and burnt all his pubes off. It was fucking brilliant. Like, oh, God's sake.
We put a dog shit on a beer and he had to lick it off.
Yeah, exactly. They should have just fucking put some cardboard boxes on and hit each other with golf clubs.
Not allowed to say ruggers either.
Like, oh, God's sake. Yeah. Yeah, just sort out rugby. I did have another honourable mention, which was the 100-metre sprint. I had one that I thought I was going to suggest that runs in unison with you, that involved Ben Dover and someone's mother, but I thought that's probably where that I'm going to go with that. It's probably not going to be particularly woke. So I'll leave that one well alone. But I just thought perhaps like when the gun goes...
Yeah.
The first second after they go out of the blocks, they release a lion as well. And I think people could go sub nine. Like
that's what Bolt needed. That was the encouragement he needed.
A lion.
Motivation.
Yeah.
A lion, man.
Absolutely. Right. What's your number one?
I don't like how the footballers just throw themselves all over the floor. So I do think the VAR technology should be used to embarrass footballers for either fouling or throwing themselves on the floor. And they should win awards at the end of the year. It should be like biggest wimp, international wimp. And it'd just be a montage of them rolling around on the floor, like pretending. But then I just thought, look, if people, I always thought football was a bit of a dirty sport. And I just think instead of trying to, you know, stop it, a bit like what we were saying with drugs, I think just embrace it and just give everyone on a football team a taser. And that's that. Just you can use it whenever you want on the football pitch. You can just fucking get out there and you can just taser them. Don't worry about failing. Don't worry about rolling around pretending you're hurt. Just fucking hurt them. And the reason why I didn't say knife is like a knife you could, like you could do some long-term damage. But if you're tasering people, you know, the problem with like electric eels or sharks in a pool and some of these other ones like the F1, they're career ending. But tasing, just a bit harmless fun, isn't it, really?
I hate it when people go like, yeah, like, you know, good old players like Vinnie Jones and Razor Ruddock, hard men. No, they weren't. They were footballers.
Yeah.
They're not hard men.
Spiteful.
Like, just fucking shit. But what I think would be good is, like, I think you get, like, 3 strikes at, like, getting caught on, like, camera, like, rolling around when no one's hurt you. And then when you're being stretchered off on the third one...
Yeah.
Just before they take you into the tunnel, Kathy Bates comes out with, like, a block of wood and a mallet and just does your ankles. And, like, and there you go. Like, you're not meant for the game and you won't be playing again.
You're not meant for the game. Yeah, it's for hard men, like, not men like you.
Exactly.
Like, they can't handle a little ankle break.
Exactly. And I think like that would kind of... Do you know what? In all seriousness, I don't watch much football, but if I ever watch like the World Cup and I see that behaviour, like I just think, why don't the ref just send them off? Why don't the refs just go, you can't do that, off? You're slowing the game down. It's pathetic. It never used to happen in the sport. Why are we allowing it? Why are people getting good at it?
We've got the technology now, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I weirdly, before we did this podcast, I looked up VAR technology and when they're allowed to use it. And they say you use it for match-changing results. So there's 4. So VAR technology might be used for goal, if there's a goal. It might be used if there's been a red card awarded. There was another one called mistaken identity, i.e. the ref had given the punishment to the wrong person. And there was also another instance, I can't remember what it was, but it's all about match changing results. But a lot of the time it doesn't include midfield antics. So they don't really care about the odd yellow card or foul. But to me, like you should, if VAR has got someone on camera who's clearly not been fouled, who's rolling around on the floor, they should beat up the rep and go, they're doing it again. Because what they should do is they should get, like, people say it's slow down the sport, but actually what would happen is after about a few months, once they know they can't get away with doing it, they wouldn't fucking bother rolling around.
Exactly.
And like, if you then penalise that team something, I don't know what, if they're caught rolling around on the floor they've got to fucking sit in the sidelines for fucking 10 minutes. No one's going to do it. And, you know, just stop encouraging that sort of that underclass behaviour. It's pathetic. And if that is your team and they're doing it, rolling around on the floor, you shouldn't have a smirk on your face when your guy's doing it and then be disgusted when another team is. You should just be like, oh, that's my team. That's my guy. That's my striker rolling around on the floor. Yeah. Fuck him. He's a prick and I don't want him on our team doing that. But they don't do that. People like, oh, it's bad. It's bad if it's happening against us, but, you know, if it's my team doing it, I just, you know, yeah, good for them. I hate that attitude.
Yeah. So, yeah. And, like, do you know why I'm missing football? And, like, sport in general. So. Like, you mentioned it with Jockey Wilson. Like, Siggy's, why don't people have a fag anymore?
I played badminton with a friend the other day down at the David Lloyd. Did I mention this on the other podcast, what he did? Got there and there was
Oh, he had a pint, Aaron, didn't he?
He had a pint on the call.
That's a man's man.
That's a real man's man. God bless you, Aaron.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.